talk about the terim, all the Amir Lahakum, there really are two broad categories of a terim in the world of Amir Lahakum. There are terim which, even though theoretically it should meet all of the criteria being austere because Amir Lahakum Chazal permitted it anyway, shoes to shoes, samakum hefset, etc., those type of these terim which say, yes, it is Amir Lahakum, but we're going to permit it anyway. And there are areas of Heter Amir Lahakum which, for whatever reason, do not really meet the criteria of being considered Amir Lahakum. And since they do not meet the criteria, they're going to be mutter. So we said there are four areas which Chazal addressed and said there's a problem in Amir Lahakum. So if you find a scenario which doesn't meet the technical details of all of those four areas, it's going to be permitted. So let's review again the four areas. There's an Isser of Amira. It's independent, irregardless of when the person is doing the malacha. If he's even doing the malacha during the weekdays, if you ask him, go ahead and do malacha for you on Shabbos, you're going to have a problem. So let's say I do not ask him directly. I ask him in a way which is, I'm not asking him to do anything. So that I didn't say anything. There's no amira. So it's that would be addressed, that issue. The second issue, we said there's an issue of a guy doing work for you on Shabbos, even though you asked him during the week. Furthermore, we said there's an issue of a guy doing work for you, even if you didn't ask him, but his intent is to do it for you, it's going to be a problem. So if I can come along and someone say, wait, what he's doing is not really for me, it's for himself, so that might address that area. We also said there's an issue of benefiting from the work that a guy is doing for you on Shabbos. So if I describe this as not being done for you, so there's not an issue of hana. And then we have to address the issue of marasayin. If it looks like he's doing it for you, it's still going to be usur. Because there are many cases which, even though theoretically they're permitted, Chazal said there's a problem with marasayin. So if we can address the marasayin problem, so we've addressed all four areas where there's no amira, and he's not doing it for you, and there's no problem with the hanoa, and there's no marasayin, then it'll be permitted. Even though theoretically it might be seemingly similar to mira lakum, it's going to be permitted anyway. So one of the most, one example of this, the famous example of this, is the idea of hinting. So if I make a remez, so let's clarify the first point. Let's start with the remez addressing the first area, which is the amira point. The idea behind the remez is I didn't say anything, so there's no amira. We still have to address the other parts of the issue, which we'll get to Bez Hashem tomorrow. In regards to the issue of amira, so what constitutes a valid remez where there was no amira? So the first point it says in halacha is you cannot mention the malacha in the remez. Jews can't turn off lights on Shabbos. Well, you just mentioned the malach of turning off lights on Shabbos. So that's not called remez anywhere. That's called amira. Okay. Let's say I don't say anything. I just point to the lights. That's also called a, that's, I told him what to do. That's called a command. The issue is I'm commanding the goy. So even though there's no amira in that scenario, I just pointed to the lights. That's also called me commanding him, and that's going to be a problem. Let's say the guy asked me, says it's really you know, bright in here, it's hard to sleep, you know. The guy says, do you want me to turn off the lights? I say, yes. Yeah, I've told him what to do. I told him to turn off the lights. That's still going to be a problem. All those are considered amira. I mentioned the malacha, I pointed to it, or I said yes when he asked me what to do. But if, let's say, for argument's sake, that I did not mention it, he said, you know, it's really bright in here, it's hard to sleep. I didn't say anything about turning off lights. He doesn't ask me what to do, and he does it on his own. So I didn't do an amira. There was no amira on my part. All I did was a remez. Yes, I would like the lights to be turned off, because I want to go to sleep. But I did not mention anything. So in regards to the issues of amira, we've addressed the issues of amira. We still have to address the second half of the question, is he's doing it for me. We have to address the next part, which is what about the benefiting from his actions? What about the issur of marasayin? So that we'll talk about Hashem tomorrow. Have a good morning.